99 Mobile Monitoring.
KV9MM, WDADX, well, good morning. Happy Sunday.
Hi, good morning. The call sign is Alpha Bravo 9, November, November, AV9NN. John and Tua, how is your Sunday going?
Yeah, sorry about that. Alpha Bravo 9. Or, yeah. you get it. You know what your call sign is. Anyway, Jeff down here in Lake Leelanau, just kind of kicked back watching the FT8 scroll on the screen and playing on my phone and listening to the radio. So it's a good day.
Okay, I haven't heard you on the repeater before, so good to get to know you. The name here is John. It's October, November, and we live in Beulah, about a mile east of downtown Beulah, and been a ham since 2006, and just heading into Traverse City to go to our 11 o'clock church service.
Yeah, very good, very good. Well, I get on this system I get on periodically. Either first thing in the morning around 6 a.m., there's a few of us that get in here and visit in the morning. If we're not in here, we're on the 86. I'm actually on the 14714 up in Lake Leelanau. So, usually first thing in the morning is when you hear us on here the most. But anyway, my name here is Jeff, and like I say, just up here playing radio and relaxing. No church for me this morning, so.
Oh, okay, very good. Yeah, you've got strong sounding audio. What kind of a system are you running? Radio antenna, that sort of thing?
you're going to love this. I'm running Motorola XBR 4350. Just an old business band radio that's been programmed up on the amateur bands. I am running a three element beam at about 5 feet off the ground. That's it. And I would be hard pressed to say it's actually 5 feet because it is below our deck but above the ground. So there you go. But I am also only about a mile and a half, 2 miles from the repeater, so I don't need to run a whole lot of power.
Oh, very good. Well, whatever works, definitely. Yeah, I used to run it a little beam. I had an Aero handheld beam antenna for 2 meters, 70 centimeters. It was designed for satellite work, but I was living in an apartment about 30 miles from the repeater I wanted to hit. So I got a camera tripod and mounted the beam on that and used that with my HT to get into that repeater when I was living over in Appleton, Wisconsin, getting into the Green Bay local repeater.
Hey, there you go. There you go. Yeah, I've got a larger antenna vertical up at the top of the pole here, and that's about 20 feet up. But in front of my APRS, I do a lot of that during the day and during the week. And so that sits here and runs 24/7. I would change that out and use that for my base antenna, but there's been some water intrusion, so it works good on the lower frequencies, but the upper is has been compromised. So that being said, that's one of the projects here this summer is to replace the coax and replace that antenna and get me back up full operational. Then the APRS will probably drop back down onto this little antenna that I'm on now. But, you know, whatever you need to get out of here and have fun, that's all that matters, right?
Roger. Yeah, I run an APRS iGauge that is 89NN hashtag out of my home, QTH, and it comes in pretty handy. I run that when I'm not talking on the radio. I only have one radio dedicated to both voice and APRS, so I just switch it in. 89NN for ID, by the way.
Yeah, understood. And, yeah, I just brought up my APRS map. I see you down there. I actually go down through that area every once in a while. We put all the camera systems in the Benzie County Sheriff vehicles. We also build and maintain the police vehicles for Montmorency County, or Montmorency. My mind is gone. Manistee County and City down there. So we, I'm always going down that direction.
Ah, very good. Sounds like you're very much a multi-talented guy. I'm a accountant/auditor by trade, and currently I'm in semi-retirement and I mow golf courses for something to do seasonally in the spring, summer, and fall.
Yeah, very good. Very good. Yeah, I work for a local Motorola service center here out of Traverse, and I've enjoyed it. I really have, and a wide variety of stuff that we work on, too. There's another guy in here, Drake. He also works with us, but, yeah, we do go all over doing police vehicles, 911 centers, communication stuff all across the state. We also get into security cameras and a few other odds and ends, door access and things like that. So keeps us busy, and also with a wide variety of stuff that we do, you never really get bored with it. You know, you don't get overwhelmed with just doing one thing all day long, if you know what I mean.
Oh, very good. I'm going into downtown Honest. I might lose you for just a little bit, but I'm wondering if you guys maybe did my HF install on my mobile. I brought it into a shop in Traverse City probably 5 years ago where I did the install, and boy, they did a beautiful job on it.
Yeah, it doesn't ring any bells. We don't typically do a lot of residential or non-commercial work. We do some work on like fire trucks, and fire chief brings in his personal truck, wants lights and that kind of thing. But to actually put in an amateur's equipment, most of them won't pay what we charge. So we don't see a lot of that. It's probably one of our competitions. I think there's three shops in Traverse that does this kind of work.
Okay, very good. Yeah, it was pricey, but boy, it was worth it in the long run. Are you guys on Garfield?
Negative. We're over on Cass, so definitely one of our competition. But that's fine. They do good work too, so I'm not judging anybody, you know.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I think our installer was off of Barlow, if my wife is remembering correctly. And yeah, we've got a ground that is fraying and needs to be tweaked a little bit. But other than that, the install was just a beautiful, beautiful install. And I've been able to work the world from our HF mobile. I've got an FT891 in the car on one side of the center console, and I've got a STM 400 XDR on the other side of it.
Yeah, very good. Really nice setup. Sounds good. I used to run HF in my Suburban I had, but to be honest with you, I'm not in my cars long enough for me to fire up an HF rig and play on it like I used to, and I'm not about to throw an HF rig in the company truck, so, although I have the real estate for it, it just isn't a plausible thing, so I run the 400, I've got a 400 in the company truck, and also in one of my two personal cars, so they're a good rig, you won't go wrong there. They don't like having a bad antenna, so keep a close eye on that, because I know a few that have quit working properly because somebody had a bad antenna. But overall, they're a really good rig, so.
Very good, yeah, I appreciate the heads up, and yeah, that's also what I run for a 2-meter base station at the home QTH, and run APRS through it. So anyway, it's been a really nice radio. I was a little frustrated with the menu system until I made my way through it a couple of times, and now that I know where everything is, it seems pretty straightforward.
WDAJX, yeah, it is, a lot of the new radios have multi-layered menus. You know, you've got to go into it two, three layers down before you find what you want. But it kind of comes with the amount of capabilities. You know, they're not the old turn on the radio, transmit frequency, receive frequency, and tone, and that's it. You know, with the APRS capabilities and dual bands and the digital modes, whether it be like your Yaesu with the fusion capability, when you start getting that much stuff involved in it, it really adds to the complexity of the unit. And to be able to keep them as small as they are is kind of impressive, but doesn't make them any easier to use. No doubt about that. But yeah, I say I've got the two units like that, and then I also have a, my other car has a 710. Although that radio doesn't get turned on very often, every once in a while, but I do a lot of car shows and car events, and it's nice to have it in there just in case.
Very good. Yeah, it's kind of a single band radio that's sitting on the desk, and I used to use that in Wisconsin for Windlink, and did a lot of Windlink traffic when I was in Wisconsin, but haven't been in that since I've been over on this side of the bridge. We moved over here in semi-retirement in about 2015, and was born and raised in Iron River, Michigan, worked most of my career in Appleton, and met a girl from Beulah and dated and got married and moved her over to Wisconsin until about from 2009 to about 2015, and then we moved back over to Beulah into their family homestead, and been living there happily ever since.
Yeah, very good, very good. That's something I never got into was Windlink. I thought about it a couple times, and I've got all the stuff I need to do it, but I just, that has not been a high priority, so I got enough stuff I tinker with when it comes to radios. I do a lot of digital, FT8, PSK31, and that kind of stuff. I've done some slow scan TV, and it's been interesting over the years. I just took one of my radios, well, I actually just took two of my HF radios out of my my desk. I had a TS2000 that I'm actually converting over to a POTA setup. So I've got that I'm working on currently. Then I had a TS940, which is another Kenwood, that had some backup batteries go bad, so I took it out of the off the desk, and I've got the batteries fixed, just haven't put it back on the desk. But my main HF rig is an ICOM 756 Pro 2, and that's what I'm actually sitting here watching right now. There's nothing European right now coming in, but I'm getting quite a selection here across the U.S. of stations calling CQ over on FT8. I'm just kind of watching it right now, kind of filling in grid squares as they come up.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I haven't gotten into FT8 or those modes. I did get into some RIDI and some PSK31 was into a bit, and got into Soul Scan TV. In Wisconsin, we used to run a Soul Scan TV net on the local repeater, which was kind of interesting.
That it would be. They started doing something like that, I'd have to break the PS2000 back out and throw it back on the desk so I could run the 2 meter 440 with a slow scan. I've actually got two USB sound card interfaces for the PS2000, but my favorite is the SignalLink. That's what I use for the majority of my digital communications, both for the ICOM and the Kenwood. So they work really well, and they've been pretty much flawless. Could sit there and run for days and not have any issues. So the other cable I've got is an older version, but it goes to a serial port instead of the USB, and that, although it works, it definitely is not as flawless as the other.
Very good. Yeah, I've also got a SignalLink attached to my my Kenwood that's sitting on top of the desk there unused, and I run a Tiny Tracker 4 for my APRS work. AB9NN for ID, by the way.
Yeah, understood. WDAPX, so. But yeah, so that's what we're doing right now is we're just sitting here tinkering at the desk and relaxing and knowing we got to be back up and work tomorrow, so we're going to just kind of enjoy a down day today. Yesterday, took out the car and went for a drive, and that was kind of nice, and that's always kind of fun when I can take one of the cars out and go for a cruise, so kind of limited right now because the one car is in storage, but that's all right. May's coming quick. We'll have that out in no time.
It is very nice to have clean, dry roads. It's a little bit wet this morning, but no ice or snow is what I'm referring to. And very nice to be getting springtime. And we love snow tires because we do a lot of trips back and forth to Traverse City. But really glad to see the springtime roads showing up.
I don't run snow tires. I typically run all seasons on my one car. The one car I drive pretty much year-round, it's all-wheel drive and does a nice job, so no complaints there. And it's even won a few prizes at the local car show, so, you know, it's kind of interesting when people see it out cruising the roads. But the other one, although it has all seasons on it, it may see just a little bit of snow right at the tail end of the year because it goes into storage in November. So it may catch just a little bit of snow, but for the most part, it doesn't see inclement weather very often. A little bit of rain here and there, but that doesn't bother me a whole lot. The snow doesn't bother me if it wasn't for all the salt they throw on the roads.
Hi, Roger. Well, I tell you, I'm starting to get into some traffic and starting to lose your signal, so I'm going to let you go. Hey, thanks for the ride on. Good to get to know you, and hope we hear you on the radio in the future. Sounds like you're a good, educated ham to get to know. So thanks for your Kiesel, and have a great day, and stay safe on the road. 89 and then mobile. I'll be monitoring on your final.
Alright, sounds good. Just to let you know, your APRS only popped up for a short time there when you left your house. Hasn't been any further than that, so it's not picking you up anywhere else. Just an FYI, but you have yourself a safe trip. Say hi to God for me when you're there at the church. Put in a good word, hi. 73 is my friend. This is Whiskey Delta 8 Delta X-Ray, clear with AB9NN. There you go.
K8BCW. DW Mobile.
KI7DIM monitoring.
KB8SCJ. 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 KB8SCJ.
Kilo Delta 8, Sierra Victor Juliet. This is Kilo Delta 8, Victor Indy November. Over. Yeah, it's like 406 here on the NMLRN. I'm just trying to figure out an antenna link for my tower. Is anybody in this that can assist me? Over. Well, this is Kilo Delta 8, Victor Indy November in Lewiston on Echolink. Yeah, I heard someone on here, and I think I had the right call sign. But I'm not doing anything, just R&R. Over.
This is Kilo Charlie 9, Zulu, Juliet Bravo. I think you may find that there is a free phone app to design your antenna.
Yeah, this is Kilo Delta 8, Victor Indy November. I heard that one. Is it like a universal for 40 meters, 20 meters, 10 meters? I think it's like 4 feet is somewhere in there. Over.
Well, it doesn't go through the speed of light through your antenna wire. It goes about 85%. Then you get one of those apps. I'm sure they're available. They'll figure it all out for you. I got to go. My dinner just came being done in the microwave. This is KC9ZJB.
Okay, thank you. I'll check that out. Otherwise, I'm still trying to figure out the length of it. But have a nice evening, or I should say late afternoon. Over. This is Kilo Delta 8, Victor Indy November. Nice app I found today for antennas. Is anybody there? Over.
KC9DJP. Yeah, I put you on to the idea that there might be one out there. I didn't know for sure. I'm glad you found one. Everything's available for phone apps nowadays.
This is KD8VIN. Yeah, I found one, and I located it a half wave app, and mine is 32nd wave, but it works really good on AM. Yeah, other than that, it's the same AM as... stand by. This is Kilo Delta 8, Victor Indy, November again. Yeah, it's the same as 177 meters over.
Well, those guys that go to the trouble making those apps, they probably wouldn't do it unless they put the right map into it. So, I'm glad you found something. And now I know that they're out there if I ever need one.
Yeah, I have a nice new tower. It's only 10 feet tall, has two elements, and a nice feeder cable going to the 32nd meter. It's just a piece of copper tubing, and it's grounded, but the ground is not touching the element. Only the driven element is touching the center conductor. So I don't know how to hook up the ground on it. But everything else is grounded. There's two ground blocks, one for the feed line, one for the feed line for the 2 meter. Over.
Okay. I do know that the more height you get from the ground with an antenna, generally it's more effective it is. But that's always been the challenge, isn't it? I use a 165-foot wire antenna. It's a four-band wire. And I put it between two trees because I live out in the middle of the woods. It's easy for me to use trees. And the wire antenna wasn't that expensive.
Yeah, I've already used this on my Mars tower. But I just have, like, one link going through my station now, and it has a SWR meter. Yeah, I just made a connectors on the radio end of it for my HF radio, and it goes to the meter, and that works really good. But that's not grounded. And then it goes out through the floor to a ground block, and it's tied in with a 2 meter. I think I have to make a ground plane up there, over.
This is a 2 meter antenna, over.
Yes, sir, there's two elements up there. They're both a piece of copper tubing. One is 32nd wave for HF, and the other one is 50 centimeters. I think that's like 8th wave. Over.
Generally, there's two bands that work for repeaters, and that's commonly anyway. That is 2 meters and 70 centimeters. The 70 centimeters is up in the 440 megahertz range, and the 2 meters obviously down to the 220 megahertz range.
I understand. I know there's six megahertz bandwidth on the cable TV channels, and the FTA is like channel 31, I think, and they have 6 megahertz bandwidth for one for video and one for audio, over.
That's what it used to be. There used to be 6 megahertz per channel back when we had the channel structures on the TVs and stuff. But now that's a waste of bandwidth because the digital signals that are now, since 2008, they went over to a digital mode, and you can fit channels into 6 megahertz bandwidth. So they've got a lot more channels fit into the frequency spectrum with this digital mode.
Yeah, I hear you there. That sounds like a good idea. Now, they have a new system, which is 3, and I don't think it's November Tango Sierra Alpha, or November Tango Sierra Charlie. I think the first one is a November, and it's for the FTA satellite system. Yeah, I know the digital is different than the satellite. Over.
The ham satellite is the 2 meter and the 70 centimeter bands. And I've talked to, I've gone out with a bootstick with wire coat hangers stuck at the right distances and gave me the 2 bands. Usually the satellite receives in 1 band and transmits band, as far as I know. I don't know a lot about it. But I was able to hook it up to my little HT handheld transmitter and talk to a satellite. That was pretty fun. You have to know where they're coming, what their azimuth is, and what time they're going to start from the horizon. It only takes them 15 minutes to go from one horizon to the other. Hope I crossed you.
Yeah, I know how to do that. I have to talk to the space station, but I got booted off there because I wasn't in the group, and I was calling when they were sleeping and whatnot. So I don't use the satellites anymore, except for to receive the digital channels. Over.
I imagine they're pretty busy up there, and it's very expensive time because all the money is spent to get them up there and all that. I suppose they probably would like to talk to groups more than an individual. I can understand that. I watched a YouTube video where they had 30 students come into a room with some ham radio operators, and they had set up to talk to the space station. And so the kids got to talk to the astronauts. It was a pretty cool thing. The kids really enjoyed it.
Yeah, this is Kilo.8, Victor India, November again. Yeah, I understand that. And that would be something I would get involved with in the future. But not right now. I'm trying to get the satellite working. I have 2 LMBs on it, and they're FTAs. But it's not grounded, but it's inside. It's on the back porch. Yeah, I have like 3 receivers, but none of them work only on the daytime and the weekdays. Because at nighttime, they're only down to 50%. Over.
The frequency, are you talking to them on?
Oh, I just receive on it. Yeah, I have 2 of them. One is outside, and it's way up in the air. It's like a meter dish, and it has 1 FTA LMB that goes to like about 150 feet of cable, and there's a preamp on there. In the junction box, where it's all drip looped and ground block location, but I don't have it grounded because I don't want to tie into the phone line. Over.
Sounds like you're on your way to learning a lot about the ham radio, and that's pretty exciting. So I'm going to let you go to it. I got to finish my dinner before it gets cold. This is KC9ZJB, clear on your final.
Okay, thank you. Much appreciated. This is KLO Delta 8 Victor India November. Over. This is Kilo Delta 8 Victor India November. Over.
India Victor November. Good afternoon.
Yep. I'll finish with my chores and stuff. I got a nice 12-foot tower outside. I just installed the ground plane. Not too bad. Over.
Yeah, you seem to be coming in real well, full quieting into the repeater. It's a good signal.
Oh, yeah, I just... on the local stuff here, on the local Bluestone channel, it's my own node and stuff on this one. Over.
Ah, very nice. It's Chris here. I'm up in Brutus.
Yeah, I guess the bears are coming out of hibernation up there. Over.
Yeah, there seemed to be a little bit of sign of them, but this big snow we had last weekend kind of put them behind a little bit, I think.
Yeah, I was on the internet earlier, and I was looking over some tidbits of information up that way. Well, I used to live in the Western UP by Ironwood. Yeah, and I never seen that much snow, but we do have quite a bit here. Over.
Whereabouts are you located?
I'm in Lewiston, about 2 miles northwest of Lewiston, Michigan, in Montmorency County. It's by the baseline and the prime meridian. Yeah, well, I'm just used to the prime meridian. And I finally figured out what the grounding issue was. There's a power line behind our house here, and it was catching the lightning. And it was, like, doing that for 2 hours a couple years ago. Over.
Well, that doesn't seem like that would be very good for the old station.
Yeah, I'm still new to these short towers. I have it all grounded now, though. I just can't transmit during a lightning storm. Now, worst comes to worst, I'll just unplug it if it's real bad. But I got all ground plane. It's a one piece of copper tubing with a cable connector, the one that holds up the wire. Well, I just threw it in there, self-tapper, over.
Hey, as long as it works, that's all that matters, and sounds like you got a pretty good thing going there.
Yeah, this is Kilo Delta 8 Victor India November. My AM works really good. I can hear all the CW, and I can hear the calling station. Oh, yeah, also, when I was living up in the UP, the only stations I got was Wisconsin channels. And I haven't been out of the state since September. I went to Florida. And in Florida, they have a lot of creatures. Over.
I didn't really catch that. They have a lot of what in Florida?
Well, they have quite a bit of all kinds of reptiles, and they even have blue jays down there. Yeah, it's kind of funny to watch the iguanas walk and stuff.
Yeah, they're kind of interesting creatures a little bit. We lived out in New Mexico for a little bit and had some, maybe not iguanas out there, but, you know, the same family anyway, and they're very, very interesting to watch, a motivator hound.
Oh, yeah, I was at Arizona, and they have snow up there. I was in New Mexico, and there was really a lot of clouds. It was when I went to Antique Fire Truck Muster. Over.
That must have been pretty interesting seeing all the old fire trucks like that. That's always kind of intrigued me a little bit.
Yeah, this Midwest weather is it's kind of good, I guess, if you like to have the cold weather and whatnot. But I like the springtime and the summertime and the early fall or autumn. I know it's supposed to be spring, but it's not really looking like it right now. We still have like about 20 inches of snow outdoors. Over.
Yeah, we're the same way. We got a good 3 to 4 feet of snow still on the ground. It's settled the last couple days. The sun has done a good job of driving it down a little bit, but I think we're in to have a little snow for a little while anyway, but that's all right. That's part of the price of living here, I suppose.
Yeah, I was on here earlier. I don't know how long I'm supposed to be on here, I guess until I get the message through. But there's a couple guys I was talking to when they had the Skywarm net. And I know this is for, like, auxiliary equipment. And I have quite a bit of auxiliary equipment. Yeah, I've been collecting it for about 10 years. So I have a really nice tower now to use it on. Over.
Yeah, this system is a link repeater system. There's repeaters that go all the way from the Sioux down to just south of Traverse City. And unless there's a active weather system in the area and they activate the Skywarn net, it's free to use whenever you want.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah, there's quite a crowd on this thing here in the pileups they have, not often now, because they have quite a few nets on here now. Yeah, I was talking to some guy in Cadillac, and they said they had power outages, which they had some in Alpena and Houghton Lake, and I used to work in Houghton Lake for AT&T and Charter. Over.
You weren't a pole climber, were you?
Yeah, unfortunately, I only climbed 70 poles in Houghton Lake and Prudenville. But I did a lot more up in Houghton Hancock and Iron Mountain Kingsford area, which I think they have a repeater in Waters Meet. Over.
Yeah, I'm not sure that far west in the UP what they have for repeaters. I don't get up that way very often.
Oh, yeah, this is Kilo Delta 8 Victor Indy November. Well, I was working in the wintertime, and they had covered garages at the hotel we were staying at. And the one in Iron Mountain Kingsford, they had the ingress filters. Yeah, we were working in Bay City, and there was all kinds of them. We were getting good money for climbing, and I only had a ladder. Too bad I didn't have an extra set. Then I could do it a little quicker.
Yeah, I would imagine that's a career field that's kind of highly sought after. Not many people are into doing that, so I imagine it's a pretty lucrative field to be in.
Yeah, my neighbor was a power lineman for 30 years. I only did it for 3.5 years. Yeah, I had a ladder, but it didn't have very good hooks on it for mid-spans. And I guess they have quite a few mid-spans in Houghton Lake, over.
Yeah, that's a, like I say, that's a career I know very little about. I just have a lot of respect for those guys that do that. You keep a lot of things up and operating for all the rest of us, and it's much appreciated.
That's good to know. Yeah, we had a one-man crew, and we were in Roscommon hooking up this, it was the wire ran across the road. So it was supposed to be a little bit higher than 4 feet from power, but there was a guy there with me, and this guy was standing too close, and I got a charley horse. Yeah, I should have told him to stay back about 10 feet. Yeah, otherwise, Prudenville is where our office was located, and I was the quartermaster over.
Very cool, very cool. Well, sir, I need to run. I think my dinner is ready. I'm being summoned inside the house. I thank you for coming back to me. Nice to make your acquaintance. And you have a great rest of your evening and a good week to follow. K8ZAT.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Victor, Indy, November. Over.